Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, ladies, going down in the wood. That'd be Holly Hollywood. Here's what's dropping on this Thursday, May 16th.
Trending now.
Trending about right now. Well, you know what's trending? The new trailer has been finally released. The full trailer for Wicked. Yeah. Universal finally unveiled the first full-length trailer for Wicked. And here's part of it featuring Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande, and Jeff Goldblum as the wizard. Okay.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz summons you to the Emerald City.
Come with me.
What?
To meet the wizard.
Why couldn't Puzzle me? This is your moment. I'm coming.
I am Oz the Great and Terrible.
You have no real power.
That's why I need you.
Don't let her get away. This wicked witch.
It's the wizard who should be afraid of me.
Sing it, girl. I think what jumps out of that trailer is Ariana Grande belting it, you know?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm actually excited about this. I'm glad they released the full-length trailer because I think we got a tease, what, around the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this is really good because it gets people excited, yeah. Even though we have to wait till what, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Thanksgiving. And then the sequel to it comes out in a year after that, Christmas 2025.
Wow, already planning for sequel. Yeah, we're here for it.
They already got the two movies locked down. So, yeah, get ready for Ariana Grande and the rest of the cast for Wicked, and that trailer is out now.
Trending now.
Yeah, so Hailey Bieber and Justin, her husband, announced that they're expecting their first child together, what, last week? She's already like 6 months along, which really blows my mind that she was able to hide it for so long.
I mean, here in 3 months, you'll have the baby.
Gosh, that's crazy. By the end of the summer, we'll have a Bieber baby.
Watch out.
Well, she reveals her strange pregnancy cravings after showing off her growing baby bump now because she's pretty much all over the place, all over the socials, really showing off, and that's awesome. But yeah, she says she's currently craving pickles topped with egg salad and a little hot sauce sprinkled on top.
Wow.
Whoa.
I don't know. That might sound good.
Yeah, she's like, look, she posted on her socials and says, you're not allowed to judge. I'm pregnant. But I mean, I'm telling you right now, and it's like a long, look at the picture. It's a, like a long...
Wow.
Pickle spear, would
yeah,
you say?
I would say a pickle spear.
And there's egg salad on top, and there's hot sauce, and it looks, but she's, I mean...
It's like a stuffed pickle spear kind of thing.
Yeah. Gosh,
okay.
Egg salad. Okay, interesting.
It kind of reminds me of a deviled egg.
Yeah, you're right.
Instead of the egg, it's the pickle.
I don't know, but there's a lot happening
there's
there. I'm
a
telling
lot going
you right
on.
Now.
Okay.
Well, so we try it today.
It may be a thing now. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe Hailey Bieber just turned us on to something.
Not mad.
Trending now.
Well, how about Britney Spears? The other day she was ranting and raving about her family. Well, one day to the next she does that. And now she says she absolutely misses her beautiful family. Wow. She says,
well, you know,
we all have issues with our family, but you can't help how much you love them. I'm not in this picture, but I sure as hell feel like I am. And she posted like a throwback photo of like her mom, dad, her brother, and little Jamie Lynn.
But she wasn't in it.
No. Yeah, no, not her dad. I'm sorry. Her mom and Jamie Lynn and some kids. So I'm assuming Jamie Lynn's children. So, I don't know. She was mad at her mom last week. This week, it's something different.
You know,
the week
goes
before
back,
that, she hated her sister.
Right. And next week, she'll be doing some more dance moves. So, you know what?
Man.
Just be well,
Britney. Where is that, Britney?
93. You're listening to Lee. Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, more headlines dropping on this Thursday, May 16th. What's going down in Hollywood Town?
Trending now.
I'll tell you what's going down. Sources are saying that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are headed for divorce.
Otra vez.
Hold up. Come on over here, Daddy. I'll console you.
Stop it. Stop it.
I mean, how many times have I said it, Ben Affleck? It's my type. That's my type.
That's my type.
Well, earlier this week, the thing is, J-Lo was spotted house hunting without spin. Oh. She was with a friend, not a celebrity. So, of course, the tabloids either are just trying to spin a story or maybe where there's smoke, there's fire.
Okay.
In Touch Weekly, which I don't know if I believe this publication though so much. Mind you, probably one of the few that's still out there, says that Ben has moved out of their home and they are headed for divorce. They say he's really focusing on his work and his kids right now. That's really what keeps him busy. And they, even though they just spent a very long time looking for a home together, that they're looking to possibly sell this dream home they just bought. And that's why J-Lo's house hunting. But they say a big source of contention for them is that Jennifer loves the spotlight. And we know this. She is J-Lo, after all.
Uh-huh.
And Ben has pretty much his entire career tried to avoid it. Ben's not as out there of a celebrity than J-Lo is.
This
but
is
my
true.
Thing is, seriously, he knew what he was getting himself into.
Well,
20 years ago, they had the same issues and the same problems when she was coming up.
It's all, I mean, he went through it 20 years ago, and they came back, you know, thought maybe some things just never change, and maybe there's whatever the issue was back then is maybe still it today.
Yeah, but, you know, Ben is in one of her music videos where he's rubbing her nalga. So my thing is, you knew she loved attention then. That much has not changed.
Yeah.
But yeah, they say even though they matured, learned from their mistakes, some of the bigger issues that tore them apart the first time have remained the same. And, well, I don't know. We'll see. I hope this isn't true. I just feel bad for J-Lo.
Well, you just kind of hope that, you know, finally this was maybe meant to be. And maybe.
Yeah, I was rooting for them. I really have been. I still am. Let's hope.
Okay.
Let's hope. Let's see.
Trending now.
Well, Christina Hall and her ex, Tarek Al-Musa, are getting back together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, calm down.
Not that way.
Not like that.
It's probably for a TV show.
Yep, you're going to be excited about this one, Leo. They're going to reunite for an HGTV series with his current wife, Heather, and her husband, Josh.
Wow.
Yeah, so they started in what, Flip or Flop on HGTV?
Yeah, Flip or Flop, and it was a huge success.
They did that for almost 10 years, by the way.
Oh, yeah, then they separated. Then they had their own separate shows. She had hers, he had his. I believe his was more successful. Hers, I think, went out.
Well, someone had the genius idea of putting them all together.
Everybody.
So this is a really cool spinoff. It's going to be called The Flip Off, which I absolutely love.
I get it.
It's going to feature Christina and her new husband, who's a realtor. His name's Josh. Right. Competing against Tarek and his new wife, Selling Sunset, Heather Al-Musa. And they say they're going to throw down. They're friendly. They're all friendly.
Yeah.
And they're going to throw down to see who can find, buy, renovate, and flip a house for the biggest financial gain.
Okay.
It is a competition between the two couples.
They're smart.
I mean, love this.
Come together. They actually did do a lot of shows after they had separated as well.
Like,
yeah,
together?
They still threw them. They were like, okay, you two, you know, are separating or even divorced, but you guys are best together.
Well, here's the thing. The network's like, you want to continue to make money?
Yeah.
Okay. Then get along.
Someone told them, you guys are best together. Grab your husband and wife and let's all do this.
Let's do this thing. And it's funny because if you've seen the teaser, or I think they posted on their socials or something, or maybe HGTV has the teaser, but Heather and Christina are dressed exactly the same.
They look alike.
Both blondes, both have braids. And it's like, who's going to win? I'm going to win. It's just funny. It's really cute. I'm like, good for them that they're all getting along.
They do.
It's cool.
Not mad.
Now, you know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
Yep. Celebrity Gossip brought to you by Baldwin Electronics. Visit them online at BaldwinElectronics.com.
432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. Only on B93. The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca
in the morning.
Only on B93. This loca. Don't give a damn.
That's right.
Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
All right. Carmen, you know, lately she's been trying to collect money from everybody.
She is. I guess her new job title is bill collector.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And if you paid in cash, forget it.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Well, there's no record
out. I'm just saying.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Scudderman. May I please speak to
That's me.
I'm calling with says automotive repair. It says here in our records that you brought your car in for several repairs in January. Your 2002 SUV. I'm calling because there is an outstanding balance on the account. That you acknowledge that you owe us money and or okay that you're going to pay us now.
For sure. I'm trying to say, if you give me a second, I just like I worked with Jimmy on this, and he gave me a deal if I paid in cash, which I did. But, like, there wasn't really
Hold on a second. Are you trying to run the old okey-doke that I paid it in cash and that your people didn't get it right? Because, sir, I'm the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the assistant manager of the billing department, so...
You can be whatever you want to be, you know, no offense, but I'm just saying.
Oh, okay,
that, like,
I want to be paid.
Hey, you know what?
What?
You can't be talking to me like that, right? You've just been screaming at me for like 10 minutes. What is this?
Hello? Hello, VC Scottman. I believe we were disconnected. I'm calling with his automotive repair. Yes, and you owe us money for the axle rotator?
There is no way that I would have my car currently if I brought it to your shop and retrieved it without having paid for it.
You're absolutely right. You wouldn't have your car if it wasn't for us fixing it. Now we would just like for you to pay for it.
It's not my fault. Okay?
It's not your fault.
It's not my fault that your business has a... email system or a chain of
command.
I don't know who tells who. What?
What?
But clearly you don't know about what happened.
I just want you to know I know where you live.
Are you threatening me right now?
No, I'm not.
Excuse
threatening.
Me?
Threatening you. No. I'm trying to collect on a payment.
I paid in cash. Okay.
Who'd you pay in cash?
I paid Jimmy.
Jimmy, there is no Jimmy. There's no Jimmy that works here.
What, is he a ghost?
The only Jimmys we have around here are to get into the car and for the back seat, if you know what I mean.
What? You having a stroke?
Exactly. Stupid.
Three. Time to give a shout. Three.
Monica.
All right. Well, maybe both of you can do this together. Are you ready?
Driving Alex to school, and let's see if we can all play, okay?
Okay.
All right.
One question game. Here it is. Rebecca's got your one question for the win.
Yes, one question for the win. Let me ask you, what does the E in Chuck E. Cheese stand for?
You know what?
Cheese.
We're going to give it to you because it's Chucky Eduardo Cheese. You got it. Yay!
Oh, wow.
Yes. Congratulations. Wait a minute.
Leo,
I'm
that's
wrong.
Not right.
It's not Eduardo. Oh, my gosh. I'm so wrong. My bad.
Eduardo Cheese.
I was going to give it to you.
It could be Chuck Edward.
Okay. I love the fact that she said Eddie.
Me too. That's super cute.
Mind you,
This
could be a double question, one question game, because some people don't even know that there is an E, the letter E, in Chuck E. Cheese.
You know, excuse me. Honestly, I'm looking at a picture of it right now, but I never really realized that it's not Chucky.
Chucky and some
it
cheese.
Is, yeah, but if you the next time you drive by Chuck E. Cheese, if they still have a sign, pay attention. It literally says Chuck, a capital E in the middle, just all by itself,
right.
And then cheese, Chuck E. Cheese's.
Wow, okay.
I never knew this. You're right, Leo.
It's not Eddie, it's not Eduardo. What does the E stand for?
It stands for entertainment.
Oh, wow. I would have never thought that. How about you guys?
No, I had to, like, double think about the E.
Yeah.
We're all stuck on the Chuck E.
Wow.
Mind you, also, as it turns out, his real name's not even Chuck. Chuck is short for Charles.
No.
So Stop. Charles Stop. Entertainment Cheese.
There's too much happening right there. Just give me some pizza.
I'm so sorry.
Gosh. I'm going to tell you, I remember taking my kiddo there, and I'm going to tell you what the E stand for when I took my kid there.
What's that?
Exhausted!
Thank you!
Gosh!
Get me out of this.
Chasing them all over the place. But hey, it's all good. You didn't quite get it, so we're still going to hook you up with some pizza. Just not from Chuck E. Cheese, from Domino's.
Okay.
You got some Domino's pizza, and congratulations. I'll throw in some movie passes to Synergy. You all had some fun. You guys did well. Tell us what station just hooked it up for you guys.
B93.
Three. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Disease.
More Leo and Rebecca after this banger on the Basin's number one for hip hop. B93. Nope. They weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's Second Chance Date on B93.
Hello, Leslie. Hey, thanks for joining us, by the way.
Thank you for helping me out. Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
I have more of like getting in touch with Ian than I have.
Okay. Well, so Leslie, what's going on with him? Just tell us.
Great question. We had a really fun date. And I mean, I would have thought we would have been out a few more times by now because it went really well.
You know what? I never thought of that, but during these second chance dates, yeah, you're at the point where, hello, we should be on date 4 or 5.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. At least a couple more dates where you should have met up for coffee, you should have met up for dinner, you should have met up for a drink after work. So, honestly, how long has it been?
It's been almost 2 weeks. And so like, I texted him, and after the first text, I just got dot. But no actual message. He never actually sent anything. And the second text, I didn't even get that.
Hang on.
Oh,
she got
the dot, the Leo. Dot. Like he was
typing?
Yeah, he was texting something and then just stopped or deleted it or whatever.
So you were getting excited. You saw the dots and said, oh, he's typing me something. But then he stopped and never sent anything.
Mm-mm.
Yes, so, exactly.
Which also means clearly that you both have iPhones, right? Because you could see that he was texting. Is that what that means? Okay, it's gotcha.
Yeah. Well, I don't have an iPhone. I can see when it says typing. It says typing.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
So, hey, look at us. We learned something new this morning. So how'd your date go?
It was a little by the numbers, but it was very cute. Dinner, and it was good. It was good conversation and great food, and it left his place in the wee hours.
Hang on. No, ma'am.
Yeah, you thought we were just going to skim past that one, girl.
Ma'am, you said the magic words in the wee hours.
Yes, she did. Aww. As in, we were waking up to come to work. She was leaving the place. Okay.
So now this even has more of a why not now? You know, why didn't you get back with me?
Like, when you left, how did you leave things?
Well, I mean, he gave me a really nice, like, long kiss goodbye, but then, like, there's been nothing. There's just been dots since then.
You know what? These damn dots are getting on my nerves.
She probably left and went for some dipping dots after that. I mean, these dots are definitely getting on our nerves. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Think back on that night, though. Again, back to the wee hours. is there anything that went down that could have changed his mind about you?
You know what went down.
No.
Come on.
I've thought about this. I've got nothing. Me and my friends, we all have nothing.
You know what? She went to the friends. She presented the scenario. You guys, what did I do wrong?
Right.
Y'all helped me think of something.
I gotcha.
And, you know, yeah, been there, done that. So, okay. Well, so if you don't have an answer, we're going to do what we can to find one for you. You ready to do it?
Rebecca, what if we get dots this morning?
You know what? If he gives us dots, he going to hear from me. He going to hear from me. I'm telling you right now.
All right, Leslie, hang tight, okay?
Okay.
Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's Second Chance Date on B93.
Hey, are we talking to Ian?
Yeah, that's me. Who's this?
Hey, we're glad we got you. We aren't selling nothing, by the way. It's the morning show, and we got a segment, Second Chance Date, where people who went on a date, and we try to reconnect them because one of them didn't get back with them. And that's probably you right now because you seem like to remember Leslie from a couple of weeks ago.
I mean, yeah, sorry. She gave you my number?
Sure did. Could you maybe tell us about your time together? What'd you think? How was it?
Sorry, I'm just like getting by the fact that you're calling me from the radio.
Yeah.
She called us, and then we connect with you, yeah.
Look, she's very attractive. She's hot. We had a great time, but it's done.
Oh.
Why?
Okay, well, see, this is exactly what we're doing. What's the butt about?
Yeah.
So at dinner, I told her that she asked me, like, can I take a selfie with you? And I was like, no, I'm not really into, like, selfies.
No harm, no foul, right? It was just a photo with you. What's the big deal?
Sure, yeah, no harm, no foul. Then at dinner, we moved past it, right? Like, that was totally fine. And then, you know, as she was leaving my place early the next morning, we had, like, a nice kiss goodbye. And then she whips out her phone and takes this, like, sneaky selfie of the two of us. Huh. And I'm just, like, blindsided by it.
Wow.
Wow. She all disheveled and everything still wanted a photo. Did she say why?
No, I mean, look, I was not awake. You know, like, I was only, like, 30% present in that moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, come on. I'm sorry. Hi. I just wanted a memento of our time together. And you looked so hot, and I couldn't help it, and I'm sorry.
Whoa. What?
She's on the line, bro.
Yeah. She's been listening in. She's heard. She heard everything.
Yeah.
And
I just wanted to ask you, like, why you haven't texted me. Like, I saw you texting. Like, I saw the dots, and then you didn't send anything.
The damn dots again.
Yeah, I was going to be upset about the selfie at the end of the date, and then I decided, you know what, I don't want to do this. I don't want it to be a fight. I'm just going to let this go.
Okay. I mean, it's not like I showed it to anyone. I mean, except my friends, and I showed it to my mom, but I didn't post it anywhere.
It's not about that. I just don't want to, like, be a display for people after one date. You know what I mean? Like, it's not showcase Ian.
Bam.
Okay, well, they've seen your picture from the app already, so I don't know what the big deal is.
True.
Yeah, but there he is in his casones, and you're taking selfies the morning after.
Oh, yeah, he's worried about his bedhead. Calm down.
Well, like, he didn't want that portrayed above him, I guess, right?
And I'm trying to figure out the deal here, because I'm thinking that he was upset that maybe she was going to post him somewhere prematurely, and I get that, but I also can see her side of it. She's like, no, I just think you're so cute, and I just wanted to have a first photo of us. We didn't know where this was going to go. You know, a year from now, we could be like, oh my gosh, remember the first night we spent together? You know, I see both sides, and I don't really see a big deal. But clearly, Ian's bothered by it.
I just think that after one date, I don't, like, that's, one date is not me signing up to be inspected by every person you know and their mother, you know?
Boom.
Well, okay.
No, I mean, he's, okay. So we see where this is going. It's just like, no. We're not there yet. We had one date, the very first date, really.
But, Leo, we live in a selfie. I mean, everybody and mama takes selfies.
I get it.
Like, I know people that take selfies with their dog.
I know.
So,
he's telling you, he
didn't want to be on display.
He ain't the puppy.
Maybe you shouldn't be on a dating app. Is that how y'all met?
Yeah.
Well, your photo's there all over the place for everyone to see.
He had a ton of pictures on there.
Well.
He had a ton of pictures on there,
and
yeah.
I'm sure you have social media, right, Ian?
Yeah.
Pictures all over the place.
Okay, yeah.
I could creep on you right now if I wanted to.
I sense that it's more than that, too.
Yeah, there's no connection. That's fine.
It's cool. All right, guys. Thank you so much. At least you got somewhat of an answer, okay?
Yeah.
You're lost, Ian.
Bye. Oh, that was nice. She wished him luck.
He's gone.
You know what? He hates selfies.
Hang on. I'm getting dots.
No! Hey, everybody.